Hey guys, welcome to Sound Soul Reformed episode 116. I'm Christy, your host, and today I wanted to just talk about something that I really was turned off by in the past because I didn't understand it. I think I need to come up with my own terminology actually to label this in my head, but it's healing the inner child within me. I don't know that I like that because it kind of sounds like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like something I can really wrap my head around, but I understand what it is. I mean, obviously it's like healing the things that we had no control over. We just absorbed when we were really children. I mean, this is like when we were completely dependent upon our parents or adults in our lives for every single thing that we needed. So we took their words, their actions to be truths. And 9 times out of 10, those things kind of contradict what I want right now in my life. I'm not saying like my parents, you know, lived their lives in a way that was like a complete and total mistake. No, I'm saying that the way that they lived their lives isn't going to be conducive to the way that I live my life because I have different goals than them. I have different aspirations. I knew from a really young age that I wanted to have material wealth. I knew from a young age that I felt alive when I thought about fashion and art and food and laughter and all the things that I value now in my world. Like, I knew I needed something different to feel completely fulfilled, and that was not, that's nothing against my parents. That's just who I am. And I can even feel it, that I kind of feel apologetic for it, but it's, you know, that's also something that I'm working on. I don't feel bad for wanting what I want. What I want is just that. It's just what I want. And it doesn't mean that I need to hurt somebody or judge somebody to achieve the things that I want. I used to feel that way when I was younger. I mean, even like up until I was in my 30s, 40s, I felt like, you know, what do I need to take from somebody to get what I want? And that's not how really the world works. The world works kind of in this reverse engineered way and I never really ever realized, which is very, very interesting. So what I mean by that is when I would be, you know, seeking happiness, I would be looking on the outside for things to make me happy. In the meantime, what I do realize is that I need to first generate my own happiness from within my heart, my soul, literally my body, my brain. Like, training yourself from within to exert the way of being that you want. And that's really how everything in the world works. That's like one of the principles. That's one of the laws, is to, you know, be what you want to generate in the world. And I'm learning that. I'm still absorbing that. For me, when I'm learning something, it really needs to sit on me and sink in, and it takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. Like, I've been practicing the person that I want to be, like, intentionally for just over 3 years. By that, I mean like silencing my chitter chattering mind, calming my emotions in elevated situations, just really focusing on the things that are important to me and the things that I want, and kind of pushing away the negative things and the self-doubt and the things that irritate me, pushing those things away when they used to have a lot of power over me. I use them as triggers. So if something annoys me, I literally use it as a trigger to have the reverse thought, like, oh God, she's really pissing me off today, to like, okay, that's my trigger. And now I need to think about, you know, a part of my day that I want to happen, or like fantasizing about the growth of my company and fantasizing about my Hamptons, my future Hamptons house, like just literally triggering me into a happier thought. So back to healing this inner child. The healing process is interesting because it's slow. It doesn't happen right away. Like, you can understand these principles on like keeping your word to yourself. And like, for instance, like me waking up and working out every morning, that's keeping my word to myself. Me taking the cold shower every day, that is me keeping my word to myself, even though I don't want to do them. Like me having a voice and standing up for myself, that for a long, long time was something that I didn't feel I had the right to. And it didn't feel natural, obviously. I didn't like confrontation for a long time. And I started getting better at it through being a manager at work, because I needed to confront a lot of things. So that kind of, you know, broke me out of my my feeling of freezing when I needed to confront somebody. It just started like the wheels churning where I could actually do it. It didn't feel good. It never does, to be honest, but now I'm more comfortable with confrontation than I ever have. You know, and these things that I go up against and I do them regardless of how I'm feeling or what I feel like doing, it's stacking little blocks of confidence. It's making the next difficult thing a little bit more manageable, I think. It's just making me feel like, you know, proud of myself, capable. But yeah, the healing process is essential, because unless we can heal ourselves, forgive ourselves, I really feel like I'm coaching myself into a completely and totally different place in my life. I want to take this level of Christy to the next level, and I'm really intentionally making the conscious effort to make the changes that I need to make to see the results. I spend a lot of time worrying. Oh my God, I'm a worryaholic, and it triggers me to like be around worriers. Like, my mom is a severe, obsessively, compulsively, like she worries constantly. So being around her and hearing it makes me crazy, because it reminds me of how much I worry and how I need to work on it and overcome that aspect of my life, because it really does become all-consuming. And I heard a quote, like, worrying is like worshiping the problem. And how good is that? Because it truly is. All you're doing is obsessing over and over on a loop about what's wrong or what could go wrong, and it's very unhealthy. So when worry comes up, now that I'm talking about this and thinking about this, when worry comes up, I am going to start thinking about the Hamptons, because the Hamptons is my happy place. And I'm going to start thinking about walking along the beach, my toes in the sand right near the water. I'm going to think about getting my iced coffee from Goldberg's and getting a bagel. And I'm going to think about walking along Main Street and going into the shops and looking at all the beautiful things that I want to buy or have or get for people. And I'm just going to think about those things when I start thinking about worry. It's going to actually be a trigger for me to think about my dreams. I think for me to get even to this place took me a long time, because I was like, well, that's a bunch of shit. Like, I really have legitimate things to worry about. But what I realize is that worrying about those things isn't going to help me get to a different place. It's going to just, you know, I'm going to be digging myself a bigger hole, of despair. So why the hell have I been doing this all these years? It's just because it's been a loop of behavior on my part. So squash it. Anyway, those are just a few of the random things that I am doing to heal my inner child. And when I think about it, I need to think about literally emotionally looking at a picture of myself as a kid and thinking to myself, like, as my grown adult self now, like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you through this, and I'm going to retrain you to have a better life, a better mindset. Your life is between your two ears. It's your brain. It's what you think. It's how you feel. It's what you, and it's ultimately what drives you to do what you do. So I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And for first-time listeners, you can go to www.stourform.fashion and type in code POD, P-O-D, for 20% off. Have a great week, guys.